There is no guarantee that Congress will approve President Donald Trump's budget proposal, but it's sending shockwaves through social service programs like Meals on Wheels. Trump proposes eliminating money for community service block grants that help fund programs like Meals on Wheels. TPR's Joey Palacios reports the program delivers 4,000 meals per day in Bexar County.
The food prep has ended for the day, and volunteers are picking up the thousands of meals to be delivered for lunch.
On an average day, we send out 158 routes via volunteers across Bexar County.
That's Lauren Lewis, who manages volunteer services. On Thursday, the Trump administration highlighted proposed cuts as part of its America First budget. One such cut could be to community services block grants. Meals on Wheels San Antonio has a budget of about $6 million. CEO Vincent Ferris says it receives around $300,000 per year from that pot of money.
We're talking about a full elimination of the community services block grant monies. That's going to be tough. We're going to have to do a retraction in the number of meals that we have until we can really know where we are and what we're doing going forward.
About $1.5 million other dollars come from the federal government through other programs. Sandy Sullivan is a delivery driver and board member and says that this program is more than just food.
It gives them the knowledge that, you know, each day somebody's going to come to their door and knock on it and they're going to be able to say hi to them and somebody cares.
She dropped off a tuna lunch to Raymond Ramos, who's barely able to walk.
I shouldn't eat the food they bring me.
Well, we'll keep bringing it.
Ramos says that he doesn't have much money to buy food on his own. For the first time, Meals on Wheels San Antonio hit over 1 million meals served last year. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.